For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. The following is an editorial from the St. Petersburg Times. A drug sentence without justice. Florida's drug trafficking laws were stretched beyond their logical limit when they were applied to Richard Pei, a Pasco County man now serving a 25-year mandatory minimum sentence. Pei suffers from debilitating and chronic pain, and he may have violated the law in order to obtain more pain medication. But Pei was convicted of a crime designed to put away drug kingpins and sentenced accordingly. It is a sentence that should not stand. This sentiment was well articulated in a stinging opinion by Associate Judge James Seals in the Second District Court of Appeal case of Pei versus Florida, in which Pei appealed his sentence as cruel and unusual punishment. Unfortunately, Seals was writing in the dissent. The court said that while conditions surrounding Pei's case would naturally evoke sympathy, it was the executive branch that should be appealed to for a pardon or commutation of sentence, not the courts. Quote, Mr. Pei's argument about his sentence does not fall on deaf ears, but it falls on the wrong ears, end quote, wrote Judge Douglas Wallace for the majority. There is no doubt that Pei's case is a prime candidate for executive clemency, and the governor and state clemency board should grant it. Pei applied immediately following the court's ruling, but the court showed remarkable indifference to the overzealous prosecution and miscarriage of justice to which Pei has been subjected. Due to a catastrophic auto accident and botched back surgery, Pei, who uses a wheelchair, lives with unremitting back pain. He came to the attention of law enforcement when he filled prescriptions for 700 oxycodone pills and large quantities of other pain relief medications within 36 days. But there is no evidence Pei intended to do anything with the medicine other than relieve his own pain. Yet the state charged him under a draconian drug trafficking law. Seals laid out the absurdity of this result. Quote, I suggest that it is unusual, illogical, and unjust that Mr. Pei could conceivably go to prison for a longer stretch for peacefully but unlawfully purchasing 100 oxycodone pills from a pharmacist than had he robbed the pharmacist at knife point, stolen 50 oxycodone pills which he intended to sell to children waiting outside, and then stabbed the pharmacist, end quote. Seals said that he would quash the mandatory sentence as cruel and unusual and send the case back for resentencing. That would have been a proper result, but if the courts won't afford Pei a sensible, fitting, and just sentence, then the governor and clemency board have a moral duty to do so. When the governor's daughter, Noelle Bush, was found guilty of prescription tampering, she received a referral to a drug treatment program. That kind of proportionate sentencing and balance between a defendant's guilt and punishment also should apply here. Again, that extracted from the St. Petersburg Times. Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.